So if you need to stand, feel free. If you want to just take a moment to stretch, and if you're comfortable, that's fine too. And you can just be in whatever posture is comfortable for you in this moment. With meditation, it's so helpful to bring a spirit of gentleness to how we practice so that you don't have to worry about getting things exactly right. You can just let the body ease into whatever posture supports your practice in this moment. And perhaps just allowing your hands to soften, just so that all the muscles in the body can begin to ease into their most natural state. And as we're beginning this practice, if you notice that you have any areas of gripping or tension in the body, just very gently bring your awareness to those areas. And breathing into them. Inhaling a sense of spaciousness and ease. And exhaling tension, fatigue. Allowing the body to settle into its most natural state of deepening relaxation. Ease, stillness. And as a way to support your mind in entering into a period of practice, I invite you to evoke your spiritual benefactors. These could be friends, or family members, or spiritual teachers. Anyone who helps you feel a sense of being deeply cared for. Just begin to visualize these people sitting before you. It doesn't matter if it's one person or many. Someone who is deceased or still living. Just take a few moments to really evoke the sense of your spiritual friends joining you and supporting you in your own deepest well-being and freedom from all forms of suffering. Perhaps even evoking a feeling of going for refuge to the spiritual teachers who have come before you and the spiritual teachings that support you in your deepest well-being and spiritual community that joins you in these efforts. Really feel yourself taking this refuge and being responded to with deepest support and compassion. And as you're doing so, I invite you to begin to imagine this part of your mind, this part of your very being that is clear, clear seeing. Deeply accepting of all reality. You could visualize this part as a healing flame deep in your heart center. Or it could be a beautiful, shimmering sapphire gem, also deep in the heart center, that emits this healing light. Just take a few moments to really notice the sense of illumination deep within you. This part that notices the fullness of your experience and the experience of others with such gentle clarity and receptivity. This is your deepest nature, beyond anyone's limiting judgment. Imagine just cultivating the feeling of friendly connection with this part of yourself. Trusting deeply in its healing nature. Its ability to offer you and countless other beings a genuine affection and understanding, an abiding patience and compassion. This is the principal judge you can rely upon with trust, with ease. This is the part available to hold you in the fullness of your experience, whatever that might be. In these next few minutes, I invite you to notice the luminosity of this part of yourself that can see reality with such clarity, and to offer this part to a few people that you love and you care for. Perhaps holding them both in their suffering and in their experiences of joy. And then to call to mind a couple of people that you have seen but really don't know well. They could be here at All Souls or in your neighborhood. Try to call them to mind and then offer them the compassion, the luminosity that so readily comes from this deepest part of yourself. The part that holds them with fullness of feeling, both in their suffering and in their well-being and happiness. Lastly, if it feels possible, to evoke a couple of people with whom you've had some difficulty or some conflict. And imagine offering them the affection, the clarity that comes from this deepest part of yourself. That holds them both in their suffering and in their happiness and well-being. And lastly, as a way of nurturing this relationship to your own deepest nature, I invite you to dedicate this time of practice to all beings everywhere, that we may all be free from suffering, from feelings of isolation, from fear, so that we may all feel a sense of being deeply cared for, loved, and peaceful. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.